Amos's question swept up like dust and lingered in the air momentarily, before being caught by a breeze and blown over Isaiah's shoulder. Isaiah and Samuel stood, arm to arm, at the entrance of Amos and Essie's shack. Their stance struck Amos as war, but he wasn't afraid. Behind them, a blue cloth draped the doorway, keeping the sun at bay. But it also made it so that their faces were cast in shadow, and Amos could only make out vague details. Lips, bright eyes, and not much else, which didn't matter because their blackness, which the interior of the shack merely magnified, was comforting enough.